Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The Senate is meeting in a rare Saturday session to debate Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court. Her confirmation is almost certain. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski said today she'll vote to confirm, though she opposed the move by her own party's leadership to confirm a new justice before the election. Battleground states are driving today's presidential campaign itineraries. Former Vice President Joe Biden is hosting events in Pennsylvania. President Trump travels to North Carolina, Ohio, and this evening he rallies in Wisconsin, his seventh trip to the state this year. Angelina Mosier-Salazar of member station WUWM reports his Wisconsin visit comes as the state continues to see surging COVID-19 cases.
President Trump will host a rally in the conservative stronghold of Waukesha, Wisconsin, as the state is grappling with one of the worst coronavirus outbreaks in the country. His campaign stop is part of a four-stop tour that also includes events in North Carolina, Ohio, and New Hampshire. Prominent members of both the Trump and Biden campaigns have been ramping up their visits to the key battleground state ahead of November 3rd, as some polls suggest the state will be won by slim margins, as it was in the 2016 presidential election. For NPR News, I'm Angelina Mosier-Salazar in Milwaukee.
Coronavirus pandemic is hitting new sobering milestones in the U.S. This past week had the highest number of hospitalizations in almost 2 months. Will Stone reports the Midwest continues to have the worst outbreak.
Coronavirus cases are accelerating in the Midwest, where they've grown on average about 50% over the past 2 weeks. Nationwide, the rate of new infections in the most rural counties is now at record levels. It's more than double what it is in large metro areas. Brock Slabaugh is with the National Rural Health Association.
It's getting to be a crisis in some places, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin.
Slabaugh says many smaller hospitals are struggling to find beds, and the death rate in rural areas is also higher than urban and suburban counties. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
Fires are still raging across the West. Carly Huckles of member station KUNC reports parts of a fire in Rocky Mountain National Park are yet to be contained.
In just 10 days, the East Troublesome Fire in Colorado has claimed 2 lives. It's also grown to over 188,000 acres and continues to burn inside Rocky Mountain National Park. Containment lines can't be established in some areas because of the terrain. But fire officials are hopeful that the forecasted snow this weekend will help them in containing and suppressing the flames.
This is NPR. Relations between France and Turkey are growing more tense over last week's beheading of a French schoolteacher by a radical Islamist in the suburbs of Paris. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, should have his head examined for the way he treats his Muslim citizens.
In a speech Saturday, Erdogan said a head of state who treats millions of members of a religious community differently should get a mental checkup. The Elysee Palace responded immediately, calling it unacceptable that the Turkish president questioned the mental health of Macron over his attitude toward French Muslims. France has closed one mosque and is cracking down on Islamist radicals following the murder of a French schoolteacher by a Chechen refugee who was angry that he showed caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in his class on freedom of speech. The French presidency also pointed out that Turkey is one of the few nations not to send condolences after the teacher's killing. Macron accused Turkey of sending jihadist mercenaries from Syria to fight for Azerbaijan. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Belgium says beginning Monday, sports and cultural facilities in the capital, Brussels, must close, and residents will face a longer curfew as coronavirus infections surge to record highs. Masks will become mandatory in public spaces. Poland's president Andrzej Duda has tested positive for the coronavirus. The 48-year-old conservative is described as feeling well. This is NPR.